Welcome to the JD Show. Today, I'm going to share with you how to become a full stack property investor with very little of your own money. How can you do that? You know, a question I've been asked, like, how do I invest? How do I develop if I don't have much of my own money? Well, there's two ways you can do that. One is pension money. Pension money can be used for commercial developments. So you can use it for commercial to resi. Obviously, you want to make sure you have a really good accountant in place to make sure you don't get taxed heavily on that. But at the same time, you can use pension money. Now, if you approach people and if they have a pension, and most people do have pensions, why they don't even know where the pensions are lying. And if you speak with a really good financial advisor who is a specialist in pensions, they can actually look at that person's pensions, and wherever those pensions might be, you go and speak with people around you, your friends, families, colleagues, whosoever is around you, you can speak with them. They'll have pensions. You take them to this financial advisor who is an expert in pensions. They can help bring all of those pensions into one place, and then you can use that pension money. Obviously, there's a lot more to it, so make sure you read about it. So there's lots of knowledge that you want to have around it, so you don't make a mistake, and or for that matter, you don't get taxed heavily. So you want to speak with your accountant, you want to speak with a financial advisor, both of them who are specialists in the pension space, that will allow you to use pension money to be able to do commercial developments and or commercial to resi developments as well. At the same time, raising external investment, you know, I shared in our 7 days challenge videos as well that you can use the GROW model to be able to raise external money to be able to do developments yourself. But this is something, it's almost like when you become a developer or a full-time property investor, your main job is just twofold. One is to make sure that your property deals pipeline is filled, and the second is to raise money. That is all you need to learn. But these are the skills you need to learn. Without learning these skills, there's no way you can become a full stack property investor. In fact, one of the videos that I shared earlier in the last month or so was, there's three phases you have to go through. One is being a technician. Now, you could be a bricklayer, you could be an electrician, a plumber, you could be one of these, or a bunch of services that are provided within the property industry. You could be a quantity surveyor, you could be an architect. That's being a technician. The second level is being a manager, like a project manager. And the third level is becoming a property investor. But you do have to go through all of these layers to be able to get to that property investor level. And you have to get some experience on board on all three levels. I have been a technician. I was a finance broker. I'm still a finance broker. That's providing a service to the property industry. That's exactly why I get to see so many property cases. Development cases, mortgage cases, I get to see loads and loads. That's exactly why I tend to gain a lot of knowledge on my technician level. But at the same time, I ended up managing lots and lots of different projects within the property industry. And then I became a full stack property investor, where now my job is to make sure that the deals are lined up and the money is lined up. And that's all you need to do. It's all about learning the skills. Can you learn these skills? And I've shared this previously as well. Can you learn these skills in a month? No. Can you learn them in 12 months? No. It will take you at least 3 years. Can take you longer, but as a bare minimum, it will take you 3 years. But you can become a full stack property investor. Now, you might ask me, so what's in it for me? I'm going to give you a couple of examples as well so you can see through a bit. I came across this woman and a man, you know, dad and daughter. They actually had a portfolio of about 25 million. And they were actually negatively leveraged. When I say negatively leveraged, what I mean by that was they were so badly leveraged that they were not necessarily making any money off their portfolio. So imagine owning a 25 million pound portfolio, not necessarily making much money out of it. In fact, I came across one the other day as well, where the guy has, you know, roughly about a 5 million pound portfolio. Again, badly leveraged, bought properties in the wrong space at the wrong prices. And ended up in a space where now his mortgages are more than the money he's making in the rental. So just because you want to become a property investor doesn't mean that you just go and buy wrong deals. It's a skill you need to learn. Remember, it's about buying at the right price. That means buying below market value. You know, once you buy sort of 15, 20% below market value or 30% below market value, you're sort of on the safer side a bit. Okay, you almost decrease your risk by a major percentage points. And when you buy below market value, and then you go and add value, imagine you bought 20% below market value. Then now you went on to add another 20, maybe 30% value. Let's say you added another 30% value on top of that by either extending at the back, extending on the side, maybe in the loft, maybe there's a space at the back in the garden that you can build new units into. You're adding at least 20 to 30% more value. Now you're 50% ahead of the game in the first place. So even if the market goes up or down, you're still on the safer side. On top of that, you don't need to necessarily take lots of debt, because if you already add 50% equity, you bought 20% below market value, you've added 30% on top of that, you're already in the positive 50%. That means that you don't necessarily have to take lots of debt. So if then the interest rates really start to go up, it doesn't quite affect you as much as it would other people who buy at market value and they don't add value on top of that. It's a skill you need to learn. Like I said, you do have to go through all of these three steps to be able to become a full stack property investor. And I can actually show you how you can do that with very, very little of your own money. So yeah, make sure you subscribe wherever you're watching this from for amazing and deeper experiences shared. Like I said, you can use pension money, you can raise external investment. And one of the things that I learned earlier at the early stages of my life was make sure you network, because the people that you're surrounded by are the people who are going to give you money. The people you're surrounded by are the people who are going to bring you deals. It's the people that you surround yourself. Make sure you network like a beast. Make sure you are really on top of, creating your WhatsApp community, your Facebook community, your LinkedIn community. Make sure you're bringing lots and lots of value to them. And if you have any more questions of becoming a full stack property investor with very little of your own money, in fact, let me share something very interesting with you. Just because you become a property investor, full stack property investor, doesn't mean that you are going to make 10, 20 million, okay? Even when you become at a smaller scale property investor, you can easily walk away with a couple of hundred grand a year. And that's the kind of bare minimum you should be really targeting as an investor. And that kind of money is not very difficult. You can make just one deal and you can walk away with 200, 250,000 pounds easily. It's not very difficult. It's only when you actually learn the deeper skills of planning uplifts, development deals, conversion deals, finding below market value deals. It's when you learn the game of adding value and bringing value on the table, not just for yourself, but for your investors, so they can do repeated business with you, is where you actually become a full stack property investor. Thank you for watching. Have an absolutely amazing day.